And I'm going to take a reading lesson, just one verse from 2 Corinthians, the second letter that Paul wrote to the church at Corinth in the 10th chapter. We're going to explain a little bit by way of background, but I just have one verse that we want to center our thoughts upon this morning, the 12th verse. 12th verse of the 10th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Paul is writing, he says, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise." Are not wise. They measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves among themselves, but are not wise. And so, our thought this morning that we want to set before you is God's measuring stick. God's measuring stick. You know, we all have to measure ourselves. And of course, a measuring stick, you all know what that is. That's template, I guess. I don't know of a better word, but I'm sure there is one. But if you think of a tape measure, right? That's how we measure out distances, that tape measure. And of course, we have ways, you know, in the factory, they have that stuff. You know, an inch is an inch, and a foot is a foot. And it's laid out there on a measuring tape. So when we want to get a true measure of something, we don't just guess, or we don't just have to step it off. We can get out that measuring tape that is true, and we can know exactly the size of something. So there's times that we need to know exactly what the size of something is, or whether something, how big it is, or whatever it is. So we use a measuring tape for that. But the point I want to make about that is that measuring tape is the truth. We don't make up our own truth. We don't say, well, that's about this big, and then go with that. That's not how, if you try to build something. I'm not much of a builder, but I've built a few little things. And if we don't get a true measure of something, it's not going to come out right, is it? And so the measuring tape is what's true. That's what I want you to understand. The measuring tape, or the measuring stick, is what's true. And then we base everything else off of that. So God has a measuring stick. And Paul is referring to those that measure themselves by themselves. Now, I want to give us a little background here, because I'm going to take this scripture and apply it, not necessarily the way that Paul has used it here. It fits, but I want us to understand the context. I always want to try to understand the context of the Bible. If we're gonna use it as a point of departure, we want to understand the context. Now, Paul is writing here to the church at Corinth, and there were some other teachers, preachers, that had come into the church at Corinth, and they were, by and large, what we refer to as Judaizing teachers. They were Christians, Jews, that were holding up the Jewish law and Jewish traditions before the church in Corinth as a standard. They were undermining some of the things that Paul had already taught them. And knowing this, some of them were speaking ill of Paul while he was away. Paul had sent a letter to them that we have, the first letter that he sent to the church in Corinth. But he had not gotten to go there physically. And there were some who were undermining his position as an apostle. They were speaking ill of him, saying that he has bold words in a letter, but when he comes here, he's weak and feeble, and all these things. And they cast doubt upon his apostolic office. They were saying that, well, the very fact that he doesn't exercise his apostolic office means that he doesn't really have it. And there's various things that were going on. And so Paul Paul is kind of answering that a little bit. Those are the people specifically that he has in mind when he writes this scripture. And he says that we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. And so Paul is saying, listen, I'm not going to compare myself with them. He says he's essentially conceding that by the standard that they are setting, as far as how good of Jews that they are and how good that they observe the law of Moses and all these things, by that standard, I'm not going to compare myself with them based upon that standard. He said, but the problem is they're measuring themselves among themselves. They're using one another for a standard of measure. They are comparing themselves among themselves. And they say, well, I'm as good as you and you're as good as me. They're setting their own standard and then using that as the benchmark or as the measuring stick. He said, that's what they're doing. They're comparing themselves, they're measuring themselves by themselves, and they're comparing themselves among themselves, but they're not wise. They're not wise. And so the immediate context of the scripture here is Paul is talking about these Judaizing teachers who are using their own adherence to the law, their own belief in how good of Jews that they are, and by extension, how good of Christians they are. They're using that as the measure, and they are essentially preaching among the people that Paul doesn't come up, he doesn't measure up to our measuring stick, how we're measuring ourselves among one another, and so he is not worthy for you to listen to. You don't need to listen to Paul. You need to listen to us. Paul says, I'm not going to play their game, essentially. I'm not going to try to be measured by the way that they're measuring, because they're measuring among themselves and by themselves. They're using one another as a measuring stick, but they're not wise. Now that's what I want to set before you, is the thought of how we measure ourselves. How do we measure ourselves in this world and before God? Are we using the right measuring stick? These men, according to Paul, were not using the right measuring stick, but they were measuring among themselves, not using God's measuring stick. But that's how that we do, isn't it? We tend to measure among ourselves and use one another as the standard rather than the standard that God has set. We will look at sin and we will say that, my sin is not as bad as so-and-so's. Well, we lost people do that, don't we? Remember back, those of you that are saved, to when you were lost. Wasn't there a time that you wanted to measure yourself by other men? You wanted to say, well, yeah, I'm a sinner, but I'm not as bad as this person or that person. I haven't done this or I haven't done that. So by comparison, see, my sin is not that bad. See, we want to measure ourselves by ourselves, don't we? Collectively, as people, as human beings. We want to pick out some other human being and use that as our measuring stick. Well, we can win at that game all day long, can't we? Because we can always find somebody whose sin in our own eyes is greater than our own. And we can say, well, if they're a really bad sinner and I'm not near as bad as that, so I'm doing all right. That's how we like to think, isn't it? We like to measure ourselves by ourselves. Sometimes, and this is a shame to Christians, but I've heard it said, and you have heard it said, and you've even seen it. You've probably maybe talked to people that are not believers, they're not Christians, but they live pretty good lives as far as men would measure it, and they'll say, well, I'm better than a lot of those people sitting down in pews. I live a better life than a lot of those that are going to church and talking about God and all this stuff. I don't do half the things that they do. Well, it's a shame on Christians everywhere that that's true sometimes, isn't it? That's true sometimes that lost people, people out in the world, people that don't know anything about God, can point to those that wear the name of Christian and say, well, but I'm better than them. They're not a very good measuring stick, and that's a shame, isn't it? It's a shame among Christians that that can be said, but it's true. But the problem is, we're not the measuring stick either. If anybody's trying to measure themselves by my life or your life or any other life of anybody that says that they're a Christian, well, it's a shame if our life isn't measuring up very well. But that's not going to help them or anyone else on the day of judgment, because that's not the measuring stick. The worst sinner is not the measuring stick for how bad of a sinner you are. And the best Christian or the worst Christian is not a measuring stick for how good of a person you are either. You know what God's measuring stick is? It's His Word. His Word. And I'm going to use that in the lowercase sense of word and the uppercase sense of word. You know what I'm talking about. John says over there in the first chapter of John that the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. Jesus Christ is the capital W Word, because word means expression, doesn't it? The divine expression. Jesus Christ, this is the expression of God. This is what God has told us about Himself, about His righteousness, about His holiness. And then He gave us the capital W Word in Jesus Christ. And Jesus came to reveal in the flesh who the Father was. To reveal in the flesh what God expects of us. To reveal in the flesh the righteousness of God. And so I can say that the measuring stick, God's measuring stick, is His Word. The words that are in this Bible and the Word Jesus Christ. His life and what He said and what He preached and what He demonstrated among men for the time that He walked on this earth. That is God's measuring stick. Jesus Christ. Anything else is coming up short. And so we need to measure ourselves by not ourselves and not among ourselves, but by God's measuring stick. And by that measure, every one of us comes up short. It's God's measuring stick that will get down into the heart of a sinner. It's God's measuring stick when He lays it down, when the Holy Spirit points to God's Word, His eternal Word, to the righteousness that He has revealed, the sin that He has revealed in here, of how we ought to live, of how He expects us to live. When the Holy Spirit lays that down, when He takes Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and lays that down, and then forces you to look at your life compared not to everybody else in the world, not compared to the greatest man that ever lived or the worst man that ever lived, but compared to the Word of God, Jesus Christ. That's when we begin to see who we really are. That's what the Holy Spirit does. It reveals God's measuring stick. Because it's not our desire. In our flesh, we wouldn't do that. We'd be just like these ones here that Paul's talking about. We'd want to measure ourselves among ourselves and go around with our chest puffed out saying, well, I'm better than this one, and I'm better than that one, and I'm better than this one over here. I might not be as good as this one over here, but I'm pretty close, and I figure I'm good enough, because that's what our flesh wants to do. But God's measuring stick shows that we're way off. We're way off. We don't come anywhere close to measuring up to God's divine righteousness. You see, that's why He gave the law to begin with to Israel, isn't it? Paul said that the law was a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. But over and above that, the law was God's measuring stick. You remember those back there at Sinai? God wanted them to be His people, and He wanted to be their God. And He called them, and they were there at the mountain. And then God said, this is a holy place. Don't let the people come up on the mountain, because I'm dwelling here. And there was thunderings, there was lightnings and shaking, and the people got scared. And they said, Moses, you go up. We're scared. You go up and you see what He wants us to do, and then we'll do it. God said, All right, if that's the way you want to be, you want to know what I want you to do, and you'll do it. All right, here is my law, written by my own hand on tables of stone. And they broke it before Moses even got back there, didn't they? They were breaking it before he ever even got back. The law was given to show that we could not measure up. No man could measure up to God's expectations, God's requirements, God's perfect righteousness. Because that's what the measuring stick is. Perfect righteousness. Perfect obedience unto the law. Perfect sinlessness. That's God's measuring stick. And the law was given to show you don't measure up. You don't measure up. You cannot measure up. You cannot keep the law. You cannot please God by your own works. Something has got to bridge the gap. The law was given so that men would stop comparing themselves among themselves and by themselves, and they would begin to judge their life and their actions by God's divine measuring stick. But men failed to do that, didn't they? They took the law and they twisted it up and they twisted it around and somehow diminished it to a measuring stick that they thought that they could measure up to. All the way to, we get up to the time of Jesus, and there was that rich young ruler that came to Jesus. He said, "Good master, what must I do to enter into the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus said, "Keep the commandments, love thy father and thy mother, don't steal, don't commit adultery," whatever, he named off a few of them. And he said, "I've done all those things since my youth." See, this young man, who I believe had an earnest heart when he came to Jesus, he honestly thought that he was measuring up. See, the scribes and the Pharisees and the lawyers down through the years, the leaders of the Jewish nation down through the years had taken that divine law of God and they had papered it over with so much legal ease and so much caveats and so many "well, yeah, buts," that they had ground it down to a measuring stick that they thought they were measuring up to. They had taken God's divine measuring stick and they ground it down to and laid it before the people and said, "Hey, there it is. You can measure up to that if you'll just do X, Y, and Z." And many of them were doing X, Y, and Z, and they were like that rich young ruler and said, "I've done all these since my youth up. What lack I yet?" And Jesus says he loved him. I think it's in Mark. It's recounted in a few of the different Gospels. I think it's in Mark. It says Jesus loved him. I believe Jesus had pity on him. He said, "One thing, sell all that thou hast, give it to the poor, and come and follow me." It says that that young man went away sad because he had much possessions. See, Jesus took that and revealed his heart to him. He revealed the true measuring stick. The true measuring stick was obedience. Unfeigned and unquestioned obedience to God. Love for God above all the things of the world, above all that he had, and willing submission and obedience. That was the measuring stick, and he didn't measure up. He didn't measure up and he went away. See, that's what the law was supposed to do, was to show. But my point is, they ground that down. And men can do that. They've taken, we see it in our own time. They've taken this Bible and they've ground it down and tried to take the edges off and get it to be something that we can follow. And we just can't. We just can't do it. And that's why in the fullness of time, God sent His own Son in the form of a man, and fashioned as a man, but yet without sin, to show and to reveal who the Father is. And so Jesus came and with His very life, with every breath that He took, every step that He took, every action that He took in this world was to show this is the divine measuring stick. This is a sinless life. This is a life of complete submission unto the Father. This is a life of willing sacrifice. This is a life which loves all mankind. This is a life that sacrifices. And that's the measuring stick that we are to have. It's the life of Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." Now, He was talking about the cross. Yes, He had to be lifted up on that cross and sacrificed. But that sacrifice wouldn't have meant anything if it wasn't backed up by a life that had fulfilled the law in every jot and tittle. A life that had pleased the Father by willing obedience. And that is the Jesus that we lift up, that draws all men. We lift Him up and say, this, the very Son of God, who never sinned, who lived His life and loved everyone, and gave of Himself, and even gave His life that all the believe on Him might be saved. This is the Jesus Christ that represents God. This is the measuring stick of God. This is what you need to live up to that you can't. But praise be unto God, He's willing to give of Himself even unto us, isn't He? He's willing to bridge the gap. He shed His blood that He could make up the difference, so to speak, in our life. What we have to do is recognize and go before God and admit that we can't measure up, that our life doesn't measure up, that we in no wise can please God. And Jesus has said, if we do that, if we confess our sins unto the Father and believe in the Son, He will save us. He'll cover us with His righteousness. He will ensure that we measure up to God's measuring stick. We read that again in Sunday school today over in Ephesians, how that until we come to the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ. That's what God is working on for each and every one of us. It starts in salvation. It progresses through sanctification. But God is building us up that one day over yonder when we cross Jordan and we have those glorified bodies that He will give to us, we will finally measure up to the stature of Jesus Christ. We'll finally measure up to God's measuring stick, which is Jesus Christ. But we have to keep that ever before our eyes of what God's measuring stick is. And so if there's anyone that's lost and undone today, I want you to understand the devil is going to try to set up every false measuring stick before you. The devil wants you to compare yourselves among yourselves. He wants you to measure yourself by other men. He's going to say, oh, now you're a good boy or a good girl. You go to church and you haven't really done anything too bad. Look at all these other people out here. And all these other people that you know that have done all these other wicked things. You haven't done anything, any of that. You're all right. You're all right. That's what he'll tell you. That's not true. That's a lie. Because you're not measuring up to me. You're not measuring up to anybody else. You're not measuring up to one of your friends or anybody else out there that seems to be good or bad, whatever the case may be. Your measuring stick is Jesus Christ. And you don't measure up. You just don't measure up. I didn't measure up. I still don't measure up. None of us do to God's measuring stick, which is Jesus Christ, His perfect righteousness. And so don't be deluded by the things of the world, by Satan, by all those that want you to measure yourselves by yourselves and among yourselves. And I'll tell you, that's the wisdom of this world is that man is the measure of all things. There is no divine standard. There is no measuring stick outside of man. There's nothing greater than man. In the wisdom of this world, we, mankind, stands at the pinnacle. And whatever we say is right is right. And whatever the highest achievement of man is, the highest measuring stick that there is. But that's a lie. That's a lie. That's the greatest lie that the devil ever sold, that there's nothing greater than man. Our very being from the very beginning, and I've preached this before, how that even the quote-unquote primitive man, going all the way back, they knew there was something greater than them. Every culture in the world has worshipped some kind of God because there's something in us that tells us that we're not the measure of all things, that we're not the end-all be-all, that there is something greater than us. The question is, what is that something? And men down through the ages have come up with lots of different measuring sticks, but praise be unto God, He left us a testimony of His measuring stick. This is my righteousness. And He topped it off with His own beloved Son, Jesus Christ. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He came to reveal the will of the Father, to reveal the nature of the Father in Himself. He is the Word of God and the measuring stick of God. There's no question of what God expects. There's no question of what the divine measure is. It is Jesus Christ in all that He is. That's the measuring stick. That's God's true measuring stick. Now, I want to bring this down. I want to speak to Christians for a moment. Those that have been saved by grace, that have realized at some point in our lives that Jesus is the divine measuring stick, and we have submitted unto God, we have repented, and we have believed and been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. I want us to remember what was going on here in Corinth. I don't these men that were Paul was having issue with, I don't know whether they were saved or not saved, but many of the people in the church that were being swayed by them assuredly were saved, but they were being seduced by this desire to measure themselves by themselves. And I want to tell you that we still have the same tendency, even as Christians today, to do that, to measure ourselves by ourselves. Now, that can lead to two different things, two opposite problems that we have in the church and among Christians: pride and despondency. Pride and despondency. I see a lot of Christians, and to be quite frank, I deal with it in my own life. I have the same problem. I seem to waver between pride and despondency. And it comes back to this, to not using the right measuring stick. And I have an idea that a lot of Christians struggle with this. We have a hard time finding that steady path that we need to be on. And we vacillate sometimes between pride and despondency. But that comes from, I want us to understand what it comes from. The root of it is not using the right measuring stick. Now, what am I talking about? Well, the pride comes from when we begin to use our doctrine, what we believe about this book, as the measuring stick. Now, don't get me wrong, there are certain things that are clear, crystal clear. Things that are sins and not sins, crystal clear in this book. There's no room for interpretation. Those things that God has made clear, He's made clear for a reason. And there's not really any room for interpretation. It just is what it is. But there is a lot of what we believe about the Scriptures that things, our own, we begin to get to an idea that, we've been in this way for a while, we've studied a little bit, God has showed us, and then we begin to use our understanding of Scriptures as the measure by which we measure ourselves and we measure everybody else. Now, what has God said about that? He said, Paul told him, who are you to judge another man's servant? He said, who are you to judge another man's servant? Now, we get that way sometimes. We begin to look at our understanding, what we believe about the Scriptures that say this, that, and whatever, and we use that as a measuring stick against others. Listen, the only measuring stick that I have is Jesus Christ, and the only measuring stick that any other Christian has to worry about is Jesus Christ. They don't have to worry about any measuring stick that I may set up or that you might set up, but we have a tendency to do that, don't we? It leads to pride. It leads to pride. What about our experience? Our own experiences with God. We have and I don't know that you and I here, but I'm saying among missionary Baptists, there's a tendency to take the experience of salvation and turn it into something that it is not. Now, we all have different experiences of salvation, and I definitely believe in an experimental knowledge of Jesus Christ, that there is a time and a place where we pass from death unto life. But that does not always involve some great outward emotional experience. It doesn't always involve a shouting or this or that or a certain number of tears or a certain amount of number of times we came to the altar or a certain this or that. But a lot of times that begins to become a benchmark for us And we want to shy away from that because we will make that a benchmark for lost people if we're not careful. And that's not the benchmark, is it? The benchmark is Jesus Christ. The benchmark is Jesus Christ. Do you have God in you? Have you passed from death unto life? Do you have peace with God? I try to make that point anytime we talk about salvation. Salvation is peace with God. Salvation is not about how many tears that I cried or how many times I came to the altar or any of the other things. I'm not discounting those things that might be part of your testimony or mine or somebody else's. But what I want you to understand is that they're just that. They're my experience, your experience, grandma's experience, grandpa's experience, whatever that is. But that's not the measuring stick. Is it? Jesus Christ is the measuring stick. God's Word is the measuring stick. And the measuring stick says that it is peace with God. It is a time and a place that we are born again, passed from death unto life, and we know that we are saved because we have peace with God. Now, how that manifests is different. It's different for different people. And we have to be careful of not setting up some kind of arbitrary measuring stick that is outside of what God's is. That leads to spiritual pride. And finally, on the pride side of measuring ourselves among ourselves, sometimes our traditions... We measure ourselves by our traditions. Now, we're not immune to that as old-time Baptists, are we? We like our traditions, and I don't have anything negative to say about them as far as what they are, but we have to recognize them as what they are. How our churches are built, what they look like, how we have a service, the kind of songs we sing, the books that we sing from, how we dress, all those other things are just traditions. They're just traditions, are they? They're not the measuring stick, are they? What's the measuring stick? The measuring stick is Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. You know, we talked about when we were talking about unity. You all know, we've got a problem about fellowship among missionary Baptist churches. Now, a lot of that is because people are churches and God's people are measuring themselves by themselves and among themselves rather than using Jesus Christ as the standard. They're saying, well, this is the way our church has always done it. This is the way Granddad did it. This is the way Deacon so-and-so 100 years ago did it. This is the way Pastor so-and-so, that was the greatest man I ever knew, said that we ought to do it, and whatever it is. And we set those up as measuring sticks rather than just simply the Word of God and Jesus Christ. If we would stick to that as our measuring stick rather than some of these other things, maybe we would have a little more fellowship one with another among Baptists. I don't know. But... What I want you to see is we have a tendency still to do that. It's human nature to measure ourselves among ourselves and by ourselves and not by Jesus Christ and the Word of God. The Word of God alone is our measuring stick, and we need to make sure that we keep it that way because anything else will tend to lead sometimes to pride. We'll get proud in ourselves, we'll get proud in our tradition, we'll get proud in our church, we'll get proud in what we believe, what our doctrines are, all these other things. And what we need to do is be looking to Jesus Christ. And I guarantee you, when we look to Jesus Christ and we look to the eternal righteousness and the Word of God, we won't find any room to be proud about anything. We'll just find humility in thanking God for what He has done for us. We won't have room or time to be worrying about what other people are doing if we're just constantly laying ourselves down and measuring by Jesus Christ. So we have to be careful because it can lead to pride. But the other side of that is despondency. Despondency. I find myself there sometimes. That comes from measuring ourselves by ourselves, not using the right measuring stick. What do I mean by that? Well, we'll look at others. We'll look at others. We'll look at that grandma or grandpa or that great pastor or that great deacon or whoever it might be, and we'll think, boy, they're just a whole lot more spiritual than I am. They follow God better than I do. They're more righteous than I am, and all these other things. But they're not our measuring stick, are they? We don't know what's going on in their lives. We don't know what their struggles might be. See, our measuring stick is Jesus Christ. See, I find myself here a lot. I look, I look at other pastors, other preachers, and I look at outwardly the way that God tends seems to be blessing them, and I think, oh, I wish I could preach like that. I wish that sinners responded to my preaching the way that they respond to so-and-so's preaching, and on and on and on. See, we measure ourselves by ourselves, and then that leads to, well, I'm just not, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know why. You know, Lord, I'm just not doing a very good job. I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not this other thing. But see, they're not the measuring stick. God's Word is. Jesus Christ is. Now that's a harder thing to measure ourselves by, because we would like to just pick at, you know, when I first started preaching, and I was trying to, I didn't know anything, and I was trying to learn stuff, and I got as many sermons from my dad that he had on tape as I could, and I listened to those, and I got all that, all the years from the Old Union Minister School that they had on tape back to the 80s, and I've listened to all those sermons, you know, multiple times, and I got a hold of B.H. Carroll, and I started reading that, and I really liked him, and I thought there was a point, I thought, well, I don't know, there's so many things I don't know, I said, but if I just learn what B.H. Carroll thought, if I just believe what he believed, I won't be too far off. See, I thought, and that sustained me for a little while until I ran into some things that he believed that I just couldn't. But what I had to come to terms with was, see, I couldn't set up some man. It would be easier if I could pick out some man, whether it was my father, whether it was B.H. Carroll, whether it was, you know, whoever, and say, I'll just model myself after them and then I'll be all right. That's not what God wants. It's not what He wanted for me as a preacher. He's not what He wants for any of you in whatever He's called you to do, to model yourself off of dad or grandpa or the deacon or the preacher or whoever it is. And we've all got people that God has put in our lives that have been mentors to us, people we look up to, and that's fine, but we need to understand they're not the measuring stick, because Satan will use that every time. He'll use that every time to get in and cause despondency in your life, because he'll show you every way that you don't measure up to that person, or at least what you perceive them to be. Because see, we build people up, don't we? We have heroes, and we put our heroes on a pedestal, and we think that they don't suffer from the same problems that we suffer from. Paul tried to tell them a little bit about that back in one of his letters. I forget who he was writing to, but he was talking about the prophet Elijah, and he said, Elisha. He said he was a man with like passions such as we. He was trying to show them that look, all the great things that Elisha did, you can do them too. He was a man. He suffered despondency. He suffered depression. He suffered spiritual ups and downs just like you and I. It was no difference. He was trying to show them, look, he's not some unattainable hero. He was just a man trying to serve God. And if you'd try to serve God, you could be just as great in your own way and whatever God has called you to do. And so we need to not avoid that tendency. Don't let the devil set up somebody else as a measuring stick and then tell you that you don't measure up, because he'll do it. He'll do it every time, won't he? A lot of times we get despondent that way. Again, maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I'm the only one. I had a lot of issues. I got out of one of the things that got me that the devil used to lead me into a life of backsliding, and this surely wasn't the only thing, but it was part of it. As I got to be a teenager and I began to struggle with sin in my heart and all those things, I was surrounded by the adult men in my life that I knew was surrounded by were all preachers and deacons. And I thought they just had the devil licked. I thought they had sin licked. I thought they didn't struggle with anything in their life, because what I saw was that they were just these great Christians. And see, the devil used that. I set them up as measuring sticks. And the devil said, ah, see, you don't measure up. Boy, they don't have any of these problems. They don't have all this sin in their heart. They don't have all these problems that you do. You're just never going to be a Christian like they are. You might as well just quit. See, that's what the devil said. And pretty soon I said, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to be able to do it. I can't be a Christian like that. I can't be as good as those men. I'll just quit. And he got me for a long time that way. But see, what I come to learn is, you know, I have a tendency to set up a measuring stick. The devil knows that. And so he just let me do it, and then he just magnified, and then he pointed out all the way, and he let me believe, and he reinforced that idea that they're just perfect. They don't have any problems. They don't have any flaws. And then he used that to beat me down into despondency. Why? Because I wasn't looking at the true measuring stick, which is Jesus Christ. That's where we need to keep our eyes on. I'll go ahead and wrap it up with that. God's measuring stick is Jesus Christ. If you're lost today, you need to look to Jesus Christ. You need to see that your life does not measure up to God's righteousness. Only Jesus Christ measures up, and you need the blood of Jesus Christ. There's no way to bridge that gap except through repentance and faith, but Jesus says that He will bring you into the beloved. He'll cover you with His righteousness if you'll repent and believe. But you got to see Him as God's measuring stick. And saints of the Lord, let us never get away from seeing Jesus Christ and Him and Him alone and God's eternal Word as the measuring stick for our lives. Let's not get puffed up. When we think that we're doing good, let's remember the measuring stick's Jesus Christ. We ain't really doing that good. And when we think that we're not doing that good because brother or sister so-and-so is doing so much better, let us remember that Jesus Christ is the measuring stick. We've all got a race to run. My race is different than yours. Every one of us is on our own race course, and the only measuring stick we have is Jesus Christ. And if we keep that in focus, God will bless us, and it'll go a long ways to keep the devil from getting us down in that slough of despondency, which he likes to get us in, getting us thinking that we just can't do anything, and we won't ever amount to anything, and we might as well just quit, because that's what he wants from us, isn't it? He wants us, you might as well just quit, because you ain't a no-account Christian anyway. That's what the devil wants to tell you, and he'll do it by holding up other measuring sticks besides Jesus Christ. Let's not let him do that. Jesus Christ. Let's not measure ourselves by ourselves. Let's measure ourselves by God's holy word and by Jesus Christ, because that's who God has said He is very pleased. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. Jesus Christ is our measuring stick. Wherever we are in life, He's the one we need to look to and measure our lives by, not by one another, lest we trip and fall, and we will. Jesus Christ, God's measuring stick. Thank you. I appreciate your attention. Brother Dyer, if we can get a song.